welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is May 27, 2014. I'm Jeff Gamet, and with me today I have John Martellaro. Hey, John, how are you?
Good morning. I am fine. I had a great, relaxing weekend.
As well you should. And I hope you had people to peel grapes for you. And that laugh was Kelly Gaumont. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm really good. And awesome. I'm glad that both of you are here with me today. And knowing that you guys both have strong opinions on things, I know. Surprise.
Who, me?
I know. Total surprise. We have a couple topics that I think will work great for you guys. So I would like to start with the report that came out of the Financial Times that says on June 2nd, when Apple does its keynote presentation at Worldwide Developer Conference, that they're going to introduce a new platform, and that platform is for home automation. And so, in theory, we'll be able to remotely control our homes from our iPhones, and we'll have the ability to have certain actions happen in our homes based on proximity. And I find this whole idea to be, like, really fascinating.
It's 11 o'clock.
Sorry about that.
Oh, now everyone knows how the sausage is made in this show. I hope you're happy, John.
That's Serena, my British accent. Tells me the time.
And now we know who John's girlfriend is.
Yes. Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not
Maybe
a
she'll
bit.
Be able to help you automate your home, John. And you can interpret that any way you want.
When I think about automating the home, I think about all these Apple engineers who go home and they are confronted by lots of remote controls. They're confronted by extraneous lighting when they want to watch a movie. They wish they could, you know, generate theater lighting from their iPhone. They think about all of the irritants about the house and about them, and I always think about, you know, Apple solving these fundamental problems. And so here you have this wealth of engineers, hundreds of them who can come in every day and report, you know, I had this and this problem. I was watching a movie and my phone rang, and I wish I could have, you know, switched it over to auto answer mode so we weren't disturbed in the middle of a movie or something like that. So this topic suddenly fascinates me. And the question is, in my mind, is a home management system or a prerequisite to a next generation Apple TV? That's my question.
Well, funny you would say that, because part of this report says that Apple is planning a new Apple TV model that plays into this mix somehow, although they don't say exactly what this new Apple TV model will be doing.
It could be the brain is the only thing I can think of. If they were to make a significant upgrade, I wrote up a piece about when the Amazon Fire was released, the Kindle Fire, and comparing the hardware specs to an Apple TV. And if they're able to up the processor and give it a little more oomph than the current generation of Apple TV, then it's entirely possible that the Apple TV, as long as it continues to be a puck, the way it is now, the little black box, what hooks to the TV, and not Gene Munster's version of Apple TV, then the thing that I know is when we moved into our new house last year, we purchased a home automation brain called a Vera from Mi Casa Verde, and it's not a lot bigger than the Apple TV. It just has different stuff on the back. So ports to plug into. Still an Ethernet, but then a couple of others. So it's entirely possible that maybe what could happen is the Apple TV becomes the brains of the outfit. And then if you are able to, say, assign it a couple of, like, my phone and my husband's phone, then he can get a push notification that the alarm has been set because I've left the house for the day. Or I can get notification that he that if I'm not home and he comes home, I will get notification the alarm has been disabled or that this door opened or things like that. And I think that would be really interesting. And to be honest, we spent a bunch of time trying to get things set up properly with Vera this weekend. We were having some trouble with it. And the amount of the utter lack of usable documentation and the unbelievable amount of confusion about what account you have to create and what services are using that account and how you log into the device and what you can do to manage it is so confusing. It wouldn't take much for somebody to develop a better solution than what's out there now. The closest anybody has come to trying to make this a bigger deal is Lowe's Home Improvement. They have a brain called Iris that uses Z-Wave technology, which is one of the standards for automation. And you can buy light switches and things that all hook into this brain, and then that brain can do certain things for you. It requires monitoring right now, and that's why we didn't buy one, was because we didn't want to have to pay for monitoring if we didn't need it. And so I think it would be very interesting to see, particularly because part of the reason we were trying to solve this problem is we don't have a landline and aren't interested in getting one, just so that the alarm system can call somebody. Because what I want it to do is call my cell phone. I don't need it to call a central office. I want it to tell me. So,
okay. So what you're looking at is, in addition to all the other automation things that could happen, it also has sensors for your windows and doors. So if someone breaks in, you get a notification.
That would be awesome. But part of the reason we ended up with the Vera was because the Vera would facilitate that notification for the alarm system that we installed. So that was the difference. And so we've alternate stuff in place. But for me, the automation piece of it, because some of the things that we've been setting up are actually automated. So we have a set of Philips Hue light bulbs. And those are hooked up to if this, then that. So one of the nice things about that is that I can turn on a rule that says when I get home, because it uses the geofencing, when I get home, turn on the lights in the basement, because when I come in through the garage, then I'm not walking into the dark. Or turn on the outside lights when I get home so that it looks like there's somebody there. And it does that automatically. When I pull into the garage, the lights come on because my phone is close enough to the Wi-Fi to connect and it knows where I am. And then the lights come on and I don't have to walk in the dark. And for me, that seems like a very Apple-style problem for them to come in and solve. That somebody saw this and went to work, just like John was saying. Somebody went to work and went, you know what really sucks is every night when I get home in the winter, you know, half the year, when I roll in the driveway, it's pitch black and I can't see and it's hard to get my key in the lock and da-da-da-da-da-da-da all the way down the line. So this seems like a problem ripe for Apple to solve.
Kelly, you're focusing on lighting, but a few minutes ago I had an aha moment.
Yeah.
I was in Best Buy with some friends a couple weeks ago, and we were talking to the 4K salesman, and we were talking about sound. You know, people focus on the TV, but they hardly ever focus on the sound issue. And when they do think about the sound, they think about maybe, you know, slapping on a sound bar or something. But people are amazingly resistant to the idea of buying a Sony or a Denon or a Yamaha HDMI sound audio receiver unit. In my case, I have a Denon. Everything plugs into that. Roku plugs into it. Apple TV plugs into it. The LG Blu-ray player plugs into it. And the DirecTV DVR plugs into it. And then the Denon has the remote control. And then, you know, I send the HDMI signal up to the One TV. Well, a while back, a few years ago, I was going to review a Logitech remote that solves that problem. And in order to do that, you have to upload the list of all your equipment. And I thought, yeah, this is really crazy, you know, to have a list of all your equipment on file. Why can't they design the system so that it's smarter and it just detects all of your remotes and just handles the whole thing? But no, you had to create an account. You had to list your equipment.
Oh, Logitech Harmony software.
The Harmony, yeah. And I didn't like that at all. And so I just decided, I talked to them a while, and I said I didn't want to do the review because of what I perceived to be an invasion of privacy. So what if it's not...
I'm glad you never got any further. What I've thrown myself on the Logitech Harmony hand grenade for you, and that's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
Oh, what if it's precious.
Let's think outside the puck. Maybe Apple can kill two birds with one stone by taking the wind out of the sails of this resistance to a home HDMI switching receiver unit and have a little bigger box. You know, maybe something maybe a little bigger than the original Apple TV. And it can drive all your speakers. And you can plug your HDMI devices into it. It's got six HDMI ports. And, of course, when you plug it in, it recognizes the device. And so your iPhone is all you need to control all these devices. And so you kill two birds with one stone. You're buying an Apple product. You don't have to go down to Best Buy and spend $700 or $800 on one of these Denon, you know, home receivers. It controls everything. It does everything you were talking about in terms of motion detection and all that, but it also manages your system better, and it doesn't try to replace your DVR. It doesn't try to get in the way of anything else. It just seamlessly plugs in as an Apple product that you like, that's very inexpensive, and does all the cool things that those Denons and Yamahas don't know how to do because they're not Apple. That was my thought.
Okay.
That sounds amazing.
You just hit on what to me is the potential killer feature out of all this, which I will mention, and then we'll have to hop on to our next topic because we're running out of time because we talk. It's unification. One system to rule them all, a one ring puck for my home entertainment and my home automation. So I have the one place where I can control my lights, my thermostat, my smoke detectors, my smart toaster fridge, my home theater system, everything, all from one place. And
when one remote.
Yeah, and one remote. And that happens to be my iPhone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's just awesome.
That sounds like a really, really good system. I would be really excited to try something like that, even though I already have a similar setup to yours, John, with the Denon receiver. I really like the idea of being able to have everything do what Apple does. Like, I bring it home and I plug it in and I turn it on and I'm good to go. That would be really, really exciting for me. I've spent an inordinate amount of time configuring our AV system, so I'm totally 100% with you on this.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to have to write that up today or tomorrow.
Please do.
I can't wait to read
me either.
Okay, so we only have a couple minutes left, but I wanted to jump back to the Beats topic, and I say jump back because this is something that has come up several times already on our still new show, and I wanted to just get you guys' opinion on where this whole thing is standing right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me jump in here first. I have some experience with Apple's relationships with other companies, and because Apple's so wealthy, my perception, and just, I'm not going to write this up, I'm just going to talk about it. My perception is that people got a little greedy and they jumped the gun, and Dr. Dre was thinking about how rich he was going to be, and he talked too fast and too soon, pissed Apple off. They went back to the drawing board. Apple sat down and said, well, your annual revenues are $1 billion. Why do you think your company's worth 3.2? And it went downhill from there. And Brian insists the deal's going to go through, and I'll go along with that. I think it's worthwhile, and he has a compelling argument in his article. But I don't think it's going to be anywhere near $3.2 billion. It's going to be a lot less. Apple's very stingy with its money. I remember when I was working with Apple, we tried to get Phil Schiller to sign off on a license with Sun for some scientific packages for Java that our government customers needed, and he wouldn't even send Sun $100,000 so that our Java customers could, you know, have this Java's technical package included in their Macs. And I've always gotten the opinion that Apple, as much money as it has, is even more tight with the money. And so just to put a fine point on it, I think it's going to be more like $1.5 billion.
I'm assuming that if the deal comes together, it's not going to be a $3.2 billion package, especially now that Apple knows that Dr. Dre can't keep his mouth shut.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are, well, we're flat out of time.
Okay,
so,
then.
Yeah. So, thank you both of you for joining me. And I have a feeling that we could have gone on for like an hour just about the home automation thing. And then. Oh, yes. So really, thank you both for joining me today. And we'll have to do this again real soon.
See How about then. Tomorrow?
I think there's a very high likelihood of that. Yeah.
Awesome.